أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين، وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل إليك من ربك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقد قال الله تعالى: ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, in tonight's majlis we have had the completion of the Quran Sharif, and I have mentioned before and I will go on repeating that khatam of the Quran Sharif is in reality the start. It is the beginning. We take khatam to mean khatam. In the month of Ramadan also we say the Quran Sharif khatam has taken place. So if it took place on the 21st or 23rd or 27th, then we seem to believe that our duty, our responsibility towards the Quran Sharif has now been achieved. Whereas the Quran Sharif, when the khatam takes place, then that is the beginning. which means that when a person has completed the Quran Sharif, then he must repeatedly now read that Quran Sharif, understand what is in the Quran Sharif, and make amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif. There is no doubt there are many, many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif and the memorizing and by hearting of the Quran Sharif. There are so many ayat of the Quran Sharif also which give us a very, very clear indication that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants this kalam of his to be protected and preserved. So he himself has made the arrangement for the preservation of the Quran Sharif. Since the month of Ramadan is coming, we know it is the month of the Quran Sharif. But before we proceed, ND479099, please remove your card. It is the month of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself made the arrangement. It is stated that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam of before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they received a book from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then they knew that book by heart, or they had memorized it, or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala preserved it in their hearts. But as far as the Ummatis were concerned of that Nabi, they were not able to memorize or by heart that book which was revealed, that book which was sent down. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had not desired the protection of those books which were revealed to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam of the past. But with regards to the protection of the Quran Sharif, because it was going to be a book of guidance till the day of judgment, therefore Allah Ta'ala himself made this arrangement. Where can we have little children who don't even know sometimes one word of the Arabic language, but they memorize from cover to cover the Holy Quran Sharif? In Muzaffar Nagar, which is a place a few miles from Delhi, there once there was one Jalsa. And in that Jalsa, there were plus minus 100,000 people. Those Jalsas there sometimes are very, very massive. And there in that Jalsa, suddenly that Alim who was giving a bayan, he stopped. Mid-bayan, he stopped. And he said that this is an ayat of the Quran Sharif now in which I've got a little bit of tashabu, a little bit of difficulty. What is the correct ayat? So therefore, how many huffaz in this majlis here, in this program here, stand up? So that program wasn't a Hifz Quran Sharif Jalsa or anything like that. It was just one Jalsa in which many other issues were being discussed. This was just by the way that he just said, how many huffaz here, just stand up. So many hundreds of huffaz stood up in that one gathering. Say, now is this not the miracle of the Quran Sharif, that we haven't even gathered them here specially for this purpose, but there are more than 100 huffaz here who, or much more than that, he say, who can correct me if I make a mistake. That is the miracle of the Quran Sharif. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way of preserving. So he has chosen the hearts of the believers for the preservation of the Quran Sharif. Now look at that connection and that nisbat. We don't seem to find that azmat of the Quran Sharif in our hearts. Wallah, it has left our hearts. As I have been mentioning many times, and other ulama also saying the same thing now, that if we have to go back a few years, 50 years, 60 years ago, 40 years ago, then the homes of ours, nothing commenced in the house in the morning before the recitation of the Quran Sharif. It was as if that was a must. It was part of life. The program of the day will follow after the recitation of the Quran Sharif. I was in one home in one city in Pakistan in the 70s. And then in the morning I see that there is one Qari Sahib that comes to the house after Fajr Salat. He makes mulaqat, because after Fajr Salat, when we coming into the house, he's also coming, he makes mulaqat, and then he seems to disappear somewhere into some other room, and after that he's gone. So I don't see him much after that. So I asked, inquired from the host there, that who's this Qari Sahib, and he came in and he went somewhere, and after that we never saw him. He says, no, he goes away into the namaz room that we have, and he recites one para of the Quran Sharif. That means that Qari Sahib had to be hired and paid a fee to come and read Quran Sharif for him, one para a day. So the Qari Sahib was just like him too, that he came to do a duty of that kind. Whereas what he should have told that host is that you sit and learn the Quran Sharif, I will teach you. So 6 months, 8 months, 1 year's time, you'll be able to read, then you sit and read after that. But the point is that that person also knew that there has to be some Quran Sharif recitation before we start our daily activities. So this Quran Sharif, it is a book of guidance, as we all say. We say that it is the last of the books revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it was over a period of 23 years that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the wahi. And the Quran Sharif, as one alim used to say, he said that if you listen to the huffaz, then they begin the Quran Sharif with Bismillah. Quran Sharif, when we start reading, we start with Bismillah. Ta'awuz and then Bismillah. So we start with the Ba. And at the end, the last word is seen. In Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, the last alphabet is seen. So you say if you have to join Ba and seen, it becomes bus. Now this is not the bus that it transports people from this end to that end. It is the Urdu bus we're talking about, which means that it is enough, sufficient. We say bus, bus, ab ho gaya, kafi ho gaya, bus. That means it's sufficient. So if the Quran Sharif is sufficient for our guidance, it is sufficient. And then if you have to take the last letter of the Quran Sharif and join it with the first one, then it will become sub. So it's a sub again is not that sub we buy from the takeaways. This sub is that everything. So Quran Sharif bas hai or Quran Sharif sub hai. That means in the Quran Sharif there's everything. It is sufficient for a person's guidance, for his hidayat. So then we will say that those people who are Ahl-e Quran, as they call themselves, they say the Quran Sharif is sufficient for us, we don't need Hadith Sharif. So they are stupid and foolish. Because if they say the Quran Sharif is sufficient for us and we don't need Hadith Sharif, so that means that they are not even accepting the Quran Sharif. Because the Quran Sharif itself says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever my Rasul, meaning whatever my Nabi, my Messenger, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives you, he orders you, he commands you, then accept it, take it, and make amal on it, practice on it. And whatever he asks you to restrain yourself from, then restrain from that. So now that is an ayat of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif itself says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So again, the condition there is that if you want, if you say you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then make ittiba, follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I'm just giving the gist. We find out from that person what is his problem. One of you, just one is sufficient. He lost his shoe or what? It's fine. Any case, so the Quran Sharif now is telling us that must accept from Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So we can't say we don't need the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Where in the Quran Sharif will you find how many rakats you must make for Zuhur and how many must you make for Asr and Isha and how much you make your ruku and how much you make your sajda and how much and what are the masail of fasting, all the details and how much zakat to give, to whom to give, whom not to give, all that you will find in the hadith Sharif. So the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed for our guidance. Therefore, it is said very beautifully, Ilahi hame phir aamil Qur'an kar de. Ilahi hame phir aamil Qur'an kar de. Phir naye sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. الہی ہمیں پھر عامل قرآن کر دے. پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. یا اللہ, once again make the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam عامل قرآن. I mentioned this before also, that there was a time when we had to import huffaz to make tarawih. You had to bring them from Cape Town, other places. They had to arrange some kind of accommodation, salary and everything else. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that even in schools and colleges and even in universities and madaris and the old, the young, the men, the women, the children, the girls, the boys, everybody is getting the shock and the zawk of learning the Quran Sharif for different reasons. Sometimes it is competition, sometimes it is name and fame, sometimes there's sincerity and ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala knows for what reasons people learn the Quran Sharif. But the fact is that there are so many huffaz of the Quran Sharif. And anything that becomes abundant, then we seem to lose the respect and the value of that commodity or that item. When Zamzam was not available in South Africa, at that time when somebody brought Zamzam, they should give us a few sips of Zamzam, a little bit of Zamzam in a small bottle and container. Then we used to drink it with great ihtiram that it is Zamzam. And now since Zamzam is available so much in South Africa, then look at it what happens in the month of Ramadan and in our homes and other places. Sometimes we leave behind so much of Zamzam. Sometimes it is thrown away in the sink and in the wash basin. Unconcerned that this is Zamzam, where it is coming from and what is the value of that Zamzam. Why? Because now it is abundant, it is plentiful. In the same way, this Khajur of Madina Sharif, at that time it used to come, then we used to really value and appreciate that it's a Khajur and date of Madina Sharif. Madina Sharif, date and Khajur. So therefore we used to value it. Because it is the Nisbat of Madina Sharif. Hey, Madina ki Nisbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nisbat with him. He said that my value, my value is in accordance with my nisbat with Madina Sharif. That means even if it is a dry date, but if it is coming from Madina Sharif, then the value is because it's coming from Madina Sharif. Therefore, it will have much, much, much more value than even the juiciest of date coming from anywhere else. But now when it's coming plentiful, then look at what we do about those dates also. There's no concern. We don't show any appreciation that is the dates of Madina Sharif. Our akabir and our elders and pious and righteous ancestors, when they used to walk and if they find just the date seeds, but it's Madina Sharif date seed, they should take it up and make sure that it is clean and kept safely or nicely or bury it in the ground. But they never used to kick it and boot it as we do nowadays. That Madina Sharif dates are distributed sometimes after nikahs and walimas and then see what happens outside. We eat the date and throw, we eat the date and throw the seeds. No ihtiram of those seeds that is coming from Madina Sharif because it's abundant. In the same way, because the huffaz are now in abundance, plenty of huffaz, almost every home, every family, every city and town has plenty of huffaz. So therefore, how we treat the huffaz, how we treat the huffaz, there's no respect, there's no azmat. Hazrat Maulana Badre Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, his grave is one of those graves in Madina Sharif, which was dug up many times, 2-3 times they dug it up and they found that his body was still just as the day that he was buried. No effect came onto the kafan. It was exactly like that. Now of course he was a great muhaddis and many other sifat and qualities he had. But the fact is that there was something in his life. And as Shah Abrarul Haq Rahmatullah Alayhi said, it was most probably that if he was lying down with his leg stretched, and if one half of the Quran Sharif came in front of him, he straight away pulled his leg back. So they said, why do you do this? Leave it. He says, a young boy, what is the problem? They said, no, he's got the Quran Sharif in his heart. And I don't want my leg to go onto the heart in which there is a Quran Sharif. Now, of course, there's not a masla, there's not a fatwa. We must be very careful. There is not a mas'ala and a fatwa. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi in Madina Sharif, he never wore shoes. He used to walk without shoes. And when the urge came to relieve himself, he used to go far out towards the mountainside. Therefore, he shouldn't eat for many, many days in the azmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam city and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Mubarak resting place. So therefore, he never used to wear shoes and he used to walk. But he never said to his students, all of them, that you must not wear shoes here. It is a fatwa of mine that it is haram to wear shoes. He never said that. So therefore, he must be very careful. My Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhu. One musalla was given to him to make namaz. Now on that musalla was a picture of the Kaaba Sharif. How we have on the musallas pictures of Kaaba Sharif. So, and another one was the same, the picture of the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's masjid. So he did not make his salat on that. He folded it nicely, he raised it up and he handed it to him and he said, take this musalla and hang it on some wall or put it away nicely somewhere, but don't walk on it and trample on it and read namaz on it. And then he said to us, he said, I am not giving this as a fatwa. Therefore tomorrow don't quote me and say that it is haram, najais. We have to be very careful. We have to be very cautious. We must not go on to any extreme. That was his adab for that. That the moment he saw that is a picture of the Kaaba Sharif, in his mind it comes as if I am walking on the Kaaba Sharif. And that is his adab. So Imam Malik Rahmatullah alayhi said also that was his adab. Once he was delivering a Hadith Sharif dars, a scorpion stung him so many times. And his face, you could see that something is stinging him, something is really hurting him. Tears are sometimes rolling down his cheek, but he still remained like that and he carried on with the dars. Afterwards they found that it had stung him so many times. They said, why didn't you end your dars and why didn't you end the lesson and then remove that scorpion, that tiny little scorpion that had entered your garment? He said, no, the azmat of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prevented me from making any kind of movement. Now look at the adab that there is to make. So therefore I am saying that this huffaz of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them a very, very high status and position, provided they themselves understand what kind of position Allah ta'ala has given them. Can there be hafiz of the Quran Sharif and then he's in a disco, he's in a cinema, hafiz of the Quran Sharif watching porn sites, hafiz of the Quran Sharif with clean shaven faces, hafiz of the Quran Sharif and the person is seen in a drug den, or the person is in other kind of haram activities? So now if the hafiz of the Quran Sharif himself is not going to be concerned about that great wealth that Allah Ta'ala has put into his heart, then who are you going to blame for that? That if the people don't respect him anymore. Otherwise the azmat is there of the huffaz. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them azmat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his ahadith showed what great position they hold. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was dispatching one army for jihad, or he was sending them. So there, in that particular group, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked and inquired of each person, how much Quran Sharif you know, how much Quran Sharif you know, how much Quran Sharif you know. The person who knew the most Quran Sharif, he made him the Amir of the Jamaat. From there what we learn, that the person who knew the most Quran Sharif, and in his time, it was not a question of knowing most Quran Sharif means that the person was just by heart and memorized and finished. That was the end of the story. There was no amal in his life. The most Quran Sharif, if he knew, it means he was making most amount of amal also on that Quran Sharif. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches the Quran Sharif. Now he's addressing the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even in the battle of Uhud, when the shuhada of Uhud, now when the burial was taking place, look at the azmat of the Quran Sharif, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was putting two Sahabas into the grave. Those 70 Sahabas who wrote the history of Islam, not with pens but with the blood. Uhud ke shaheedos ke khune wafa se, sabak le ke paabande dastoor hunga. That I will take lesson from the shaheed, from the shuhada of Uhud, and I will become one who is paban the dastur, the constitution which is the Quran Sharif. I will make sure that I will follow it. So there too Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was inquiring who knew the most amount of Quran Sharif. They were given first burial. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his mubarak hands was putting them in. So the Quran Sharif is a very great treasure that is given to whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses. It is his choice, I mentioned before too, that this is not an election business, that we are going to make election, that these people will be huffaz of the Quran Sharif, this election in the world. We can from our two sons or three sons or couple, few daughters, we can say, well, okay, you become hafiz, you become hafizah. But that too, we don't know whether they can make it or they can't make it. How many of them started the Quran Sharif, they made one para, two para, hives and finished. Some made halfway and they finished. Some came right to the 20th para and they gave it up. And some completed the Quran Sharif and forgot everything. So it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's choice. He chooses. It is his selection. It's not a question of election. Therefore, as Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he very beautifully said, and if you only can understand this much, then it is sufficient for our hidayat. Agar hum sab log ho jaye paaban shariat ke, agar hum sab log ho jaye paaban shariat ke, maze luta kare din raat dunya hi mein jannat ke. Agar hum sab log ho jaye paaban shariat ke, maze luta kare din raat dunya hi mein jannat ke. Main kehta nahi, main khud kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. Main khud kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. Tum hi waris ho dunya ke, tum hi waris ho jannat ke. Se agar hum sab log ho jaye paaban shariat ke, maze luta kare din raat dunya hi mein jannat ke. If only we become paaband of shariat, the Quran and the Sunnah, we become paaband of that, then day and night we will enjoy the fruits of that paabandi, that obedience to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We will reap the fruits of that day and night in this world. Dunya hi mein jannat ke. The sukoon of jannat, the peace of jannat. Of course, there is going to be a difference. But within the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give such kind of sukoon and peace and tranquility and everything. Akhirat will come when the akhirat comes, but in dunya also. Din raat dunya hi mein jannat ke. And then he beautifully says, main khud kehta nahi musalmano. I am not saying this, oh you Muslims. He says, oh my Muslim brothers and sisters, I am not saying this. Quran kehta hai musalmano. Quran is saying, oh you Muslims, tum hi waris ho dunya ke, tum hi waris ho uqba ke, tum hi waris ho jannat ke. It's not that if you have become a Muslim and if you are going to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then you will be deprived of all the things that Allah Ta'ala has created in this world. The kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they are merely enjoying the bounties and ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has created in this world because there's some Muslim that is living and saying, Allah, Allah. The day there's no Muslim living, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the whole universe. So it shows that we are enjoying because there is some Muslim. So those who are disbelievers also, they are not waris of this dunya. But because the Muslim has lost that position which Allah Ta'ala gave to him, so therefore somebody else took it over. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy the ni'mats of this world. Eat, drink, the good things, make use of. Nobody stops us. Make amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. Stay away from haram. Therefore, one of the things that is mentioned as the tafsir of that ayat, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose word can be better than his word who calls towards Allah ta'ala? And then he practices also on it. He say, I am from those who have submitted my will, my desire, my wish to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, complete submission. So calling towards Allah ta'ala, one of it is the Quran Sharif. Because the call must be towards the Quran Sharif. As I stated at the beginning, that he said that the Quran Sharif mein sab hai aur Quran Sharif bas hai. So we will have to call towards the Quran Sharif. So it's a great ni'mat that Allah ta'ala blesses this huffaz with. But I don't think you will find any tape or any bayan of mine when it comes to Hifz Quran Sharif Jalsas. Maybe one or two exceptions where I did not mention the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is on the one hand this great basharat and great glad tiding for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And on the other hand there is a great warning also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi. The hafiz of the person who read the Quran Sharif and made amal on the Quran Sharif, his parents will be given taj on the day of Qiyamah, a crown, the shine of which will be brighter than that of the sun if it had to be in the home of someone. Then just imagine what you think that Hafiz must be getting, what the parents must be getting, all the details that go with the Hadith Sharif. But the condition there is, وَعَمِلَ بِمَعْفِي. And then in the other one, مَنْ قَرَى الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَزْهَرَهُ فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. If the person becomes a Hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif, he reads the Qur'an Sharif, becomes Hafiz. But then again, that is the condition. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept anything other than that. That this person, whatever is halal, then he makes use of the halal ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whenever we talk about halal, the only thing that our mind goes on to is chicken, nothing else. In one casino, they say there are people that were sitting there after the gambling, they went to one of the restaurants there. And then they're asking that person, are the chicken halal? So our mind is only on the chicken, nothing else. What about all the other things that a person should look at with regards to halal in his life? His association with people, how many things they are haram? In our dealings, in our etiquettes, in our morals, in behavior, in our relationship with wife, with children, so many things we engage in. Or in our discussions and our gossips and everything else, how many things are haram? Ghibats that we make, we gossip about others. Or we have pride in our hearts, we have arrogance, we have jealousy, we have malice. Now is this all not haram? So amila bima fi will include all that, that whatever is halal, the person considers as halal. And whatever he considers as haram, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say haram is haram, finished. They don't go anywhere near it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah. Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were supposed to go to hell. Wajabat lahun nar. Allah Ta'ala will change that condition and Allah Ta'ala will put them into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will put them into Jannah. So somebody said once, jokingly, but we must be very, very careful when we joke, that it must not be something that we lose our iman sometimes. So the person said it jokingly. He was engaging in a haram. In his home, he was sitting and watching some haram. And somebody came and said that this is not right, you should not be engaging in this kind of haram, whatever he was engaging in. So he said, I got no problem. I got 2 hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He says, I got 2 hafiz, children of the Quran Sharif. So I got no problem. They're going to take me to Jannah. The Hadith Sharif says that the 10 family members, so surely he's not going to leave his father behind. Now you can imagine how our minds have become concocted, our ideas. Now there, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying with regards to that hafiz, man qara al Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama, or in the other hadith sharif that the person makes amal on it, if it is necessary for even that hafiz of the Quran Sharif himself to make amal on that to go into Jannah, that hafiz of the Quran Sharif, what is the logical conclusion of those ahadith? That the hafiz of the Quran Sharif himself has to make amal, he has to practice, he must stay away from haram, he must do those things which are permissible, he must fulfill the obligations, he must make his salat, he must keep fast, he must go for hajj, farz, give zakat, stay away from the gambling dens and from drink and alcohol and wine and haram women. Now all that the hafiz himself has to do first. He's already a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. But that is the condition before he goes into Jannah. So these 10 family members, without him making amal, if he's not going to go there, then how is he going to take the family members? If for him it is necessary to make amal, so you think the father now he can relax that I made one son hafiz, so finish, he'll take me Jannah. So we must be very careful and cautious. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. So this is the miracle of the Quran Sharif that we have such little children by hearting and memorizing the Quran Sharif. I mentioned to you that my Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the Dars of Bukhari Sharif, he could sit for hours and hours and just go on quoting this ayat and that kitab and that kitab. One night, because he used to teach at night also in the latter part of the year, for 6 months he used to teach from 8 o'clock at night till midnight. If we have to tell somebody now, you have to read from 8 o'clock till midnight, they say that principle is gone off his head and that will start to need some kind of attention. Now that is how he, what he was. So he said, then after that he corrected the ayat himself and then he said, Fakhran nahi. I'm not saying it out of pride, but just to give you all some kind of targheeb. Ki maine 28 din mein Quran Sharif hifz kar liya tha, 28 days time. And the other night the Mufti Sahib mentioned about his Ustad Mulla Salimullah Khan also the same thing. There are many of them. So there are many of them finished the Quran Sharif in 1 month, some finished it in half a month, and there are even reports of completing of the Quran Sharif in 3 days. Now can anybody do that? What kind of a computerized memory Allah Ta'ala gave them? That is a miracle of the Quran Sharif. Then again the ages, if you look at it, somebody is completing at the age of 80, somebody is completing at 60. Now, these are people that I know. That he completed at the age of 65, Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani, when he was about 65 when he came here. And he completed the Quran Sharif. He started hifz at an old age. In the same way, there are people who are in the 50s, 30s, 20s, and even little children right up to the age of 4, we get reports that they completed the Quran Sharif. It's a miracle. With the recitation also, there's such miracles. Between Asr and Maghrib, when Allah Wala used to read the whole Quran Sharif, the person said, it can't be, it's not possible. He said, alright, you come with me, walk on the Jamna Ganga riverside. He said, we'll walk after Asr. So he started after Asr. He kept reading and reading and reading with Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas just before sunset. Now when he looked at his watch, he says, just between Asr and Maghrib. Now, how he completed it, now we will say, impossible, impossible. Now we don't say that everybody can do that, but what I am saying is that this is the miracle of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala gave him so much barakat in that time, that this person didn't even realize that the whole Quran Sharif was recited. And they didn't even realize it. Now we say, how can that happen? Well, those people who have experienced it, then they know that 1 hour sometimes, it appears as if one whole night and day and months have gone by. Just ask somebody who was held up, Allah protect everybody, if they were held up for just 10 minutes, 20 minutes, those burglars were there in the house with their guns pointed at the heads, may Allah protect all of us. Then ask them, they will say that 20 minutes was as if, you know, some years went by. And on the other hand, when there is enjoyment, happiness and all that, then say, how the time went by, how the time went, how the night went, how the day went, how the months went. So like that Allah Ta'ala gave barakat. So these are all the miracles of the Quran Sharif. So the hafiz of the Quran Sharif must have the azmat of the Quran Sharif. We too must have azmat of the Quran Sharif. And now that the month of Ramadan is coming, we must program ourselves. It's not just listening to radio stations. We must program ourselves. Find some time to read the Quran Sharif. Reduce our workload. Most of it which is unnecessary, shelve it away, put it away. After Ramadan we can, or before Ramadan, now this few days left, finish whatever we have to do, and then cut down and program ourselves and read as much Quran Sharif as possible in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the completion of the Quran Sharif of Hafiz Naseeb. May Allah Ta'ala reward his parents for the encouragement that they gave, all his asatiza and everyone who were in somehow instrumental in encouraging him or helping him in the completion of the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala preserve it in his heart and the hearts of all those who are the huffaz of the Quran Sharif until their dying day. Allah Ta'ala give them the tawfiq to read, to understand, to make amal, and then to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. With the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif that took place tonight, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, your farishtas are sent down by the thousands, and there is a completion of the Quran Sharif. According to one riwayat, 4,000 angels descend. My beloved Allah, the Quran Sharif is a living miracle. We haven't appreciated this Mubarak Kalam of yours. We haven't brought it into our lives. We haven't brought it into our action. Ya Allah, we have put it on the shelves and forgotten about it. Oh my beloved Allah, we have shown such negligence of the Quran Sharif. Had it not been for your mercy and your kindness and your tolerance, we would have been destroyed. My beloved Allah, the life which is gone, in which we showed no appreciation, is gone. For the life that remains, give us the tawfiq to appreciate this kalam of God. Put the azmat and of the Quran Sharif into our hearts. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, make us all follow the Shariat of Nabiyya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with his muhabbat and with his love. Give us the tawfiq to follow him, to obey him. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. For the barakat of the completion that took place, my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have embarrassed us, you could have humiliated us. You could have caused the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. My beloved Allah, but how tolerant you are. How loving you are. How compassionate and merciful you are. Hum gande hai, na laiq hai. Mujrim hai, khatakar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, nafarman hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere, tujhe chod ke hum gande jaye kahan, where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Whichever direction we turn, my beloved Allah, it's your kingdom. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the oceans or up above the heavens, it is all your kingdom. We cannot escape your sight and might, my Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. The month of Ramadan is coming, but my beloved Allah, we have made no preparation for this Mubarak month that is coming. Oh, my beloved Allah, don't let us show negligence with regards to this Mubarak month that is coming. Give us the tawfiq to put into practice from now. To make sincere tawbah from all our sins. To return to whomsoever whatever is due. To fulfill, my beloved Allah, the debts that are on our heads. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. سارے عالم کے اندر آج امت مسلمہ پریشان ہے. Oh my beloved Allah, who can remove those difficulties besides you? Don't look at our sins, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Oh my beloved Allah, you have to move away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us. Where do we go? Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Fill our hearts with the noor of iman, yaqeen, taqwa. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat. Make us yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakah. Our lives will be filled with misery, with depression, with all kinds of problems and hardships. My beloved Allah, but if you are ours, then in all conditions we will enjoy sukoon in our hearts. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many of our brothers, sisters, many people, their parents are in hospitals, or sick and ailing. Ya Allah, some have met up with accidents. Some are suffering from different kinds of pains and problems. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. We are spiritually sick, clean and purify our hearts of malice, greed, pride and arrogance. Fill our hearts with the nur of iman and yaqeen. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris khan gao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. All those who have passed away, fill their graves with nur. Bless them with the highest stages in Jannah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, porn sites of the internet, or any kind of haram action. Take us to Medina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. If it is our destiny, there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the tamanna, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after this khatam of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. And also of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. And of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their problems, difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat and with guidance. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله